Today is Tuesday, January 28th. What to know today about the possible cause of the crash that killed Kobe Bryant and others. And we're breaking down the latest from the impeachment trial. Plus, co-working spaces in space, London's new controversial cameras, and where you could start seeing emoji license plates. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. There are new details now about what may have contributed to the helicopter crash that killed NBA legend Kobe Bryant, his daughter, and seven others. We mentioned it was foggy in the LA area where the crash happened on Sunday, but now the AP reports the pilot had to get special permission to fly in that heavy fog just minutes before the crash. Even the LA Police Department and County Sheriff's Department had grounded their own choppers because of that weather. Apparently, the skies were clear farther south where they took off from, but the cloudy skies near the destination made the pilot pause. The pilot told air traffic controllers they were climbing to avoid a cloud layer. Later, there was no reply. Now, some experts are wondering if the helicopter should have been allowed to fly in that area at all. That said, the Washington Post reports this pilot had special qualifications for flying in fog and even taught other pilots about those conditions. Also, keep in mind, investigators have not determined the official cause of this crash yet. They say other potential factors, like mechanical issues, have not yet been ruled out. They go through everything, and that can take time, especially because the crash site is in super steep terrain, so it's tough to get to. Still, NPR reports 18 investigators are examining the site, looking for clues and possibly a black box if the helicopter had one. Also, we now know more about the other people who died in this crash. In addition to Kobe Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter Gianna, CBS News reports a couple of Gianna's basketball teammates and their parents were also killed, as well as the high school basketball coach and, of course, the pilot. They were all on their way to a basketball tournament Sunday when their lives ended too soon. By the way, tonight's game between the LA Lakers and LA Clippers has been postponed. The NBA says the game will be moved to another date out of respect for the Lakers organization, where Bryant spent his entire 20-year NBA career. All right, now to the impeachment trial. Today, President Trump's attorneys are reportedly planning to wrap up their opening arguments. But first, here are a couple of highlights from yesterday. Trump's team talked a lot about former vice president and current presidential candidate Joe Biden and his son, Hunter Biden. Why? Because they say President Trump had a legitimate reason to want Ukraine to investigate the Bidens. Not for Trump's own political gain, as Democrats argue, but because of what they call serious concerns over a conflict of interest. Remember, Hunter Biden used to be on the board of a Ukrainian gas company called Burisma, and he was on the board during the time Joe Biden was still vice president. Biden also helped pressure Ukraine to replace a Ukrainian prosecutor who earlier had investigated that company, Burisma. Some Foreign Service officials have admitted it doesn't look great. But The Hill reports there's no evidence or testimony at this point of any criminal wrongdoing by either of the Bidens, and that U.S. allies also wanted that prosecutor out. Still, Republicans argued Trump was worried about this and wanted to get to the bottom of it. One thing Trump's lawyers mostly ignored, though, some new potential evidence that popped up over the weekend. The New York Times reports former National Security Advisor John Bolton, a top White House official at the time, wrote in his upcoming book that, yes, President Trump froze the money meant for Ukraine as a way to push for investigations into Democrats, including the Bidens. That means Bolton could be the first person with firsthand knowledge to make that connection. President Trump called Bolton's claims completely false. So the big question now, will Bolton testify? Ultimately, it's up to the majority of lawmakers in the Senate to vote and make that call, whether to hear from Bolton or any other witnesses. Democrats want the new testimony, and it seems at least a few Republicans are now on the fence. Stay tuned. The stock market is struggling this week. The Dow posted its worst day in months yesterday, and experts say the viral outbreak in China is likely to blame. CNBC reports investors are worried the new virus and China's travel ban could affect global markets. Also, the number of cases of the illness keeps going up. Now CNN reports the death toll in China has topped 100 and more than 4,500 people have gotten sick there. The new coronavirus is spreading pretty fast and there's no vaccine or treatment for it yet. And in the U.S., the CDC issued its highest travel warning, saying Americans should not go to China right now unless they absolutely have to. General Motors is investing in its hometown of Detroit and in driverless technology. NBC News says the automaker will spend more than $2 billion to convert an old Detroit assembly plant into the manufacturing hub for its all-electric cars, creating its first all-electric vehicle plant. The factory will start building the company's first electric pickup truck next year, followed by a self-driving shuttle. The factory was supposed to close, but GM workers went on strike last year. Remember that? So now the company is promising to keep it open. The factory will shut down in February for renovations, but once it's up and running, it should have around 2,000 employees. All right, we have more news ahead, but first, a quick break for our sponsor this week, a go-to app for learning new things quickly and on the go. It's called Blinkist, and it's great if you're like me and you love personal and professional development, but you can't always find the time to read every book on your list. Blinkist works on your phone, tablet, or web browser, and it gives you the key takeaways, the need-to-know main points from thousands of nonfiction books. So you can read them or listen to them in just about 15 minutes. It's great for a quick commute, or I like to read Blinkist whenever I'm waiting around for something, yet still want to be productive. There's a huge library to choose from. You can check out popular books like Sea Stories, My Life in Special Operations, or Crashed, How a Decade of Financial Crises Changed the World. And right now, Blinkist has a special offer. Go to Blinkist.com/news to try it free for 7 days and then save 25% off your new subscription. That's Blinkist, spelled B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, Blinkist.com/news to start your free 7-day trial and then receive 25% off only when you sign up at Blinkist.com/news. Now, back to the news. NASA is attaching a private room to the International Space Station. CNET reports, NASA selected a company called Axiom Space to basically take the idea of a co-working space to, well, space. These modules could be used for experiments or housing for researchers or even for wealthy space tourists. It's part of NASA's plan to eventually allow commercialization of space. The timeline for all of this is not completely clear yet, but the company Axiom hopes to start sending clients to the International Space Station as soon as next year. For the first time, London will start using facial recognition technology to police the city. The BBC says the cameras will be used for 5 to 6 hours at a time and will keep an eye out for people wanted for serious or violent crimes. If they spot someone on the watch list using facial recognition, it will alert police to their real-time location. Police say these cameras have identified 70% of suspects correctly, but critics still worry about the system's accuracy, biases, and privacy, calling it Big Brother, and saying it'll give the city power to track and monitor anyone it wants. Either way, police say they have a duty to use new technologies to keep people safe. The new cameras will roll out soon. Atari has licensed its name out to create a new kind of hotel experience. Engadget says the gaming company's name can now be used for 8 hotels across the U.S., and of course, they'll be video game themed. They'll offer gaming playgrounds that have virtual reality, and some locations will even have esports studios where pros can compete. The hotels will also have restaurants, bars, bakeries, and movie theaters. Construction of the Phoenix Hotel will start this year. More will eventually be added in places like Austin, Chicago, Las Vegas, and Seattle. Drivers in Vermont may be able to customize their license plates with an emoji. Yep, under a new bill, drivers would be able to add 6 emoji to their plates in addition to the combination of letters and numbers the state already assigns. If lawmakers pass this bill, Engadget says Vermont would be the first U.S. state to allow emoji on license plates, but not the first place in the world. Drivers in Queensland, Australia can reportedly add 1 of 5 emoji to their plates for about $330. Stay tuned to see if Vermont lawmakers like this idea, too. And that's it for today. But before you go, I'm announcing a new giveaway. The great team at Podchaser is offering the Newsworthy listeners an on-the-go prize package, so I wanted to pass it on to you. All you have to do to be entered for a chance to win it is leave the Newsworthy a review. Go to podchaser.com/newsworthy. The winner will get the Newsworthy coffee tumbler, an Amazon Echo, and a natural sunrise alarm clock. To enter, go to podchaser.com/newsworthy and hit the rate podcast button on the right side to leave a review. You have now until February 9th to leave the review for a chance to win. And side note, share your review to either Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag TheNewsworthy for a bonus entry. That's podchaser.com/newsworthy, and I'll put a link for you in today's show notes. And as always, you can read more about any of the stories mentioned today. Just look in your podcast app or go to thenewsworthy.com/show notes. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.